Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. I've been so looking forward to this week. It's Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, and I have a prophetic word that's going to help launch you into the next few months. It's going to bring some alignment, also some healing to some things. I tell you, the Lord is moving in such new ways. It's called Promises Fulfilled and Blessings Released. And this is one of the more powerful words. I get a lot of words. I felt like that this has some undertow to kind of change the rudder in your life. Plus the wind is in this, the wind of the Spirit both. So Lord, we pray right now. Thank you for your goodness. And I thank you for each person listening, no matter what time or when. These prophetic words do not, they aren't limited to time. Because you are outside of time, you're the creator of time. So you could get this later on the internet and apply it to your life right now. Others, you're going to see yourself right now, know what to do. Maybe you'll come back to this later. We pray for the wind of the Spirit. We pray for the rudder to turn the ship in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we are entering into a time. It's a new time and season. The new time and season. Let's say it a third time because there's three things happening. It's a new time and season. There's been a lot happening right now, and it's been a major shift. It's taking place. Daniel 2:21 is a verse that I got, he changes the times and the seasons. He disposes kings and raises up others, and he gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. Daniel 2:21, that's an important one, especially when we're talking about something here. Watch for changes in leadership going to happen right now. Changes in the governmental shifting is happening right now. The Lord is calling us to cry out for wisdom and understanding on how to pray as we navigate through this time. Mark these words. The Lord's going to do something new outside of what you understand. In fact, he told me that. The next verse to pray over you is Isaiah 43:19 is the new thing. The Lord said, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams, in the wastelands. You know, the Lord is doing a new thing, and he's bringing you and many of us out of a wilderness time over the last few months. He's been doing it with me over and over. I didn't even realize. I had little pocket places in my life that was in the wilderness. You know, my understanding over certain things. But my goodness, over the last 2 months particularly, everything has shifted. The angels are starting to flow. The word of the Lord starting to flow. But watch for new plans and strategies and ideas start to unfold. Promises and inheritances are going to start opening up to you now. My team and I actually helped pray this word in because I was feeling this, and we prayed it in as a team. Most of the time I get the prophetic word, you know, be in the Lord, and then I run it through the Lord, and our team prays over it later and prays over, you know, make sure that we don't have anything in common with that we could have an authority over. This time my leadership team and I got the word, but some of these verses we prayed out, especially this one. Is the Psalm 37 in the Passion Translation. Now, you could probably go through a lot of it. It's a powerful thing right now. The Psalm 37:11 Passion Translation. But be humble of heart, and you will inherit every promise and enjoy abundant peace. The Lord is saying right now to keep moving forward and humble yourself. To stay. In other words, you don't want to be overly humble where you have false humility, but if you choose not to argue, choose your battles wisely right now, because there's an inheritance happening, there's a shifting happening, there's a redistributing happening right now of spiritual gifts, callings, there's an alignment. So Psalm 37 is a powerful, a potent thing right now, especially the Passion Translation. And if you stay humble and at peace, you're going to see some doors open up and God's going to begin to part the waters before you. You're going to, like I'm walking forward each day, but it's almost like that He's parting the Red Sea, He's parting the waters. I did get in an accident this past week, and I almost got killed. I was in my car driving, and I won't go into the details, but praise God for His angels. He told me, He said, stay alert and brace yourself. And then the enemy hit me really hard, and I went off the road doing 70 miles an hour, and a couple of angels put me back on the road. I should have, if I was in my wife's car or CRV, I probably would have flipped. But I was in my BMW, the ministry's car. And praise God for the angels and high-performance cars that have good handling. Because, man, I did a Dukes of Hazzard move afterwards. And I ended up going right off of an exit that was like 30 miles between each exit. And I ended up going off the exit. Everything was good. I was shaken up. But the Lord said, I'm doing something new right now. He says, stay humble and be at peace, and you will see the waters part. You will see things happen. What should have been probably very, very hard on me, you know. And in fact, my car is drivable. I drove home after that. I get some prayer after that. But it's a sign for you right now is to watch the Lord. And He's going to allow you. I got this word. As you begin to stay humble and don't fight these battles that you might think you should, just pull back. And you're going to see a time of transition and peace and safety. Psalm 37, 4 and 5 in the Passion, make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and He will provide you with what is the desires of your heart. And there's another part of this, and I just want to say this again, and there's because of different translations, but Psalm 37, 4, I'm going to say it again because I felt that this is a couple of different versions for different people. But make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and He will provide for you what you desire the most. Verse 5, give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust Him along the way, you will find He pulled it off perfectly. Now, that's a powerful, powerful time. I trusted the Lord. Well, I was in a massive warfare. I almost got an accident. That was just part of the thing that was going on. I was carrying a word back home. I had gone up to Santa Maria to spend time with the Lord overnight. I do that sometimes because I hear the Lord when I get outside LA, or sometimes I hear the Lord right here. But I was coming home this week with this word and angels. And the Lord said, I'm gonna shift something. Stay at peace and give Him permission to operate in your life and watch things. But be sure not to use wisdom, you know. I used to say, Lord, do anything and everything. I give you permission to do anything and everything. You know, all hell breaks loose. But I say right now, hey, Lord, do what you need to do, but do it gently. Speak in ways that I can hear you. So right now, use wisdom as you're doing that. And also, there's this thing of abundant blessing starting to flow. Here we go, Psalm 37, 19, the Passion Translation. Even in times of disaster, He will watch over them, and they will always have more than enough, no matter what happens. This is it. You know, stay at peace, no matter what the storm looks like. Stay at peace right now, especially what might be ahead. I tell you, as a prophet of the Lord, I'm telling you right now that this is not like a catastrophe, a disaster about to happen. It is not. But the Lord is saying, just stay at peace. Stay at peace, and you're going to see a shift. The Lord is bringing two types of blessings right now. One is provision. We've been under provision. Provision is, hey, you get the money for to make the car payment or get food. Praise God, you know. I've actually had money appear on the ground when I've needed it. That's provision. The second is a release of financial blessing and favor. And he's going to do both of these right now. He's been providing provision for us. I've been walking through a deeper time of healing in my own life. I've been having to walk through things and, get some help in areas in prayer. But the Lord has brought provision. And in the middle of it, there was one month, he told me, he said, just as, so I will. He said, just as I told you, I'd do that. So I will complete this. He's going to give you a sign. Ask for a sign. Ask for a just as. Just as the Lord gives you this sign, so he will. Just as I almost wrecked my car, but but got unscathed and just moved right on. So he will bring this word about. Just as. He told me this. He said that I would get out of this lease I was in. Their office lease that they put me in illegally to the end of the year. He told me to move out at a certain date and just move out. And once I did, I moved out on when the Lord told me. And then they canceled the lease completely, even though I had signed something else. That was weird. He said, just as, so I will. And so then he released a blessing. We needed $50,000. He released $50,000 into Enlight Connection in June and July. We needed it. And the Lord says, from just like we need it, or he said, just as, so I will do these things. So get ready. And it will be helpful if you ask specifically what you need. Get clear on what you need right now. Make a list, but get clear. You can make a list and start to narrow down how to focus on it. And also, consider praying with others. And when you agree together, you will have greater authority and leverage in the spiritual realm. And here's a help in your troubles. The Lord said to you, here we are, Psalm 37, 39 through 40 in the Passion. And the Lord will be the Savior of all who love Him. Even in their time of trouble, God will live with them because of the faith in Him, and in the daily portion will be of the Father's help and deliverance from evil. He's doing something new. He is doing something new. And the last part of that, this is true for all who turn to hide themselves in Him. Just stay in the Word. Stay away from the arguments right now. Stay out of the discouragement. Stay out of that. Get up out of those things, and you will see the wind of the Spirit hit you. And the Lord said this. He says, I'm going to remove overwhelm. I'm removing panic. I'm removing stress. I'm removing the spirit of fear. And have faith. Trust the Lord, but you have to be patient right now because it's going to take some time to work some things through. Some people might be instant, but most of us will have a connect-the-dots experience over the next few months, particularly, where you'll get a dot, you'll know what to do, and then there'll be a boost, and then another one, and another one. Some will have them right away, but trust the Lord, and He's watching over you, and He's going to move in your situation. And the light of the Lord is going to shine bright. I get this word every so often. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. I wouldn't say it's a cycle, but I do see certain verses come. They kind of shift. They shuffle through. These verses come and words come and they shuffle through at different times and seasons. Isaiah 60 is one of them. So it's Isaiah 60, 1 and 2, Isaiah 60, verse 11, Isaiah 60, verse 22. Let me put these together here. Arise, shine, for your light is coming. The glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Now, verse 11. If you put these together, I'm going to unpack this, what it means. But then verse 11, it's amazing. Isaiah 60, verse 11. He said, your gates will always stand open and they will never be shut day or night so that people may bring the wealth of the nations and their kings in triumphal possession. Now verse 22, I'm just going to read the last part of it. The Lord says, I am the Lord and I will do this swiftly. Now watch for the Lord to move. Isaiah 60 verse 1 and 2. Lord is refreshing you. He's going to release glory and His light is going to start to shine upon you. That the glory just means that He's that's the provision. That's the anointing. It's the power. It will come in different ways. It doesn't have to be like a big dunamis power, but He's going to release something over you that you know He's the Lord. He'll even refresh you. He's going to give you these things. The Lord is going to bring together the new glory and power to break you out of the dark night of the soul, to break you out of the wilderness, to break out the clouds of obscurity. That's why I had to go somewhere else, go pray, because I couldn't hear the Lord. And once I did, I got the peace and clarity. Then the next, in Isaiah 11, he's talking about this more. Isaiah 60, verse 11, that the need for the financial blessing right now, the Lord needs to open the gates of finances for provision. New doors of opportunity are now opening up for the Holy Spirit to bring downloads, blueprints, strategies. During this season, we need to get out of debt. We need to develop plans for ministries. We need businesses and blessing. We need the freedom to do what God calls us to do when He calls us to do it. How about that? And then the Lord says, watch, I'm going to do something. I'm going to reveal some things that you need. I'm going to free you up to move forward. Now, it's going to be, like I said, it's a connect the dots experience for most people. But others might have to work to get the plan, but there is momentum for the plan. I saw these angels of mystery and revelation and administration coming, and I keep seeing them over and over. These angels from Ephesians 3:9, angels are here. They have, sometimes mine is one big angel that has both of them, but they also have helper angels with them. They might be separate, but it's mysteries, which is revelation in your situation and the administration. He's going to coach you how to do it. And so what that means is, let's just say that you get an understanding that you had something that happened in the past. Then suddenly, the administration of that word then would be, oh, what do I need to do to respond? Okay, I need to bring forgiveness. And then or maybe you need to read a book or get some coaching in some area. That's the administration and the mysteries operating together right now. Ask the Lord for it, because He's opening up the heavens over you financially. This is probably one of the more powerful parts of this word for the month of August, is Deuteronomy 28:12. He said, I'm going to open up to you the good treasures, the heavens, to give you rain in your land and in its season, and I will bless you, and I will bless the work of your hand, and you shall lend to many nations, and you shall borrow from none. Now, I love that. In fact, we have shifted into that in-light connection. We have tried our best over the last year. We got out of debt. We broke the back of debt off of our ministry and off of us personally. So that now, we put away money each month so that we can lend to people without wanting it back. So we can give people money and then borrow from none. But now, right now, because we've walked through this time, we had money in the bank, I needed to take time off for healing. So we actually became this word over us. We began to borrow from our own bank account instead of having to put it on a credit card. You know what I'm saying? The Lord's going to show you how to do this, to get some savings. And He's going to show you how to do it even in a small place, how to get out of debt. He's just going to show you stuff. So the storehouses on earth have been emptied because of the pandemic, because of the superstorms, fires, floods. But I tell you, the storehouses in heaven are indeed full. The Lord has not forgotten us. He has not forgotten you. There's a release of financial ideas and blessings right now. You know, we need it right now. Many people are hurting. Don't be discouraged, but reach out for help. You know, if you need help, find a food bank. Find people to pray with you. We're sorry. I'm so sorry if you're suffering in that area. I know that we've had to walk through. We're taking money out of our checking account right now instead of putting it in. But praise God, we have the provision. God is going to release to you the financial plan. Isaiah 5 verse 9. No, that's Isaiah 5:19 in the Passion. Let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel quickly come to pass so that we can see what it is. Let the prophetic plan of the Holy One of Israel come to pass so we can see what it is. God wants to bless you. He wants you to be a blessing. And he wants to break off the ungodly beliefs about money, things that have been hidden, any ties of the spirit of mammon, the idolatry, the spirits of this world. There's just stuff right now. He's just breaking these things off right now. Jeremiah 29:11 needs to become your reality. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you'll call out to me and pray and I'll answer you. Lord, we release that over us. Set us up for blessing. Set us up for the blessing. Within Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. God wants you to now put the jumpers, cables, you know, clear. We're gonna try to charge this thing about Psalm 37:4. Charge it up, you know, the charging paddles. He wants to give you the desires of your heart once your heart becomes in line with the Lord. And that doesn't mean that everything that you desire is the Lord, but once you get his heart, you'll start knowing stuff. It's time to start dreaming again, in other words, and make your list of what you need. So Lord, we pray for this prophetic word. I feel as I'm standing giving this, I felt like all the warfare I've been walking through, or even people, I see it just silenced. I hear silence in as this word is being released. Sometimes I hear a wind blow when I'm a seer. Sometimes I hear a wind blow. Sometimes I see it. I heard a gavel go down and the Lord saying, I will do this. And I'm going to do it quickly. I'm going to do it in Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2, verse 11 and verse 22. And I'm going to do it quickly. And I will not destroy you. I will not harm you. It's important to see that what's happening right now is not the Lord causing harm, but he's going to give you provision and make a way. Like he did with me, he made a way through my accident. He made a way through everything right now. Jesus' name. DougAddison.com is my website. Most people know me for the daily prophetic word. You can follow me on social media. We have a special offer right now. That's going to help you. I'm so excited. It's going to be released very soon. And it's get ready for it. So you can go sign up right now and get an early start. It's called the Doug Addison School of the Supernatural. And it's coming this month. And since it's back to school time, you know, maybe that's in the natural. Maybe you need a supernatural charge. So just go to DougAddison.com/SOS. That means School of the Supernatural, or hey, the Lord's going to send an SOS distress. Sign up where you're going to see this open up. We have the details that are going to come later on. You'll get a deeper understanding of the supernatural moves of God. I have several of my trainings are going to be brought together in this new package. The Lord's going to do something new. And by the way, we're still offering some of my best resources on hearing God. It was the three-part audio series and my paperback books. We put together a kit, basically, and it is Hearing God Every Day book, and then How to Hear God Accurate Audios, and some PDF guides. It's the first time we've ever pulled this together like this, and it's a boot camp to hear God. It's only $38. That contains the real book, unless you live outside of our mailing area. We'll tell you how to do that. But DougAddison.com/bootcamp. Consider partnering with us. You know, we're a not-for-profit organization. And just go to, you can give to us, but go to DougAddison.com/give. And you can also see the partner. If you want to partner with us and need a place to stay, you know, to hang your hat or just hang out with us, we have a partner program in which we have a private website where you can interact with our partner coach. You get prayer, and then we do a meeting once a month through Zoom, and we prophesy. I do. I'm there. DougAddison.com/partners. Hey, you know what? I'm so excited what's going on right now, but be sure to stay encouraged and stay at faith. See you next week.